Okay, we're up to the two dots on Daf Samach Tes and Mabez. First wide line. Klal Amar Rabbi Akiva v'chul. So the Mishnah had told us that at the beginning of the parak on Daf Samach Vav and Aleph, that Rabbi Akiva had a rule that any malacha that could be done on Erev Shabbos cannot be done on Shabbos, is not Docha Shabbos. Shchita, an example of a malacha that cannot be done before Shabbos, is Docha Shabbos. So that's the rule, that anything that can be done before Shabbos is not Docha Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Amar of Yehuda Marav, Halacha Karebi Akiva. Halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. Right, that's what we hold. Any malacha she'efshal asos on Erev Shabbos is not Docha Shabbos. V'tzna nami gabi mila. And the Mishnah also, Rabbi Akiva, also, this rule is quoted in Masechta Shabbos, in the Mishnah regarding Mila, about actions that can be done before Shabbos. Ki hai gavna, in a similar vein. Klalam Rabbi Akiva, the Mishnah said on Shabbos, Kuflam Gimel, Kamalacha she'efshal asosa me'erv Shabbos, eino doches Shabbos. Mila she'efshal asosa me'erv Shabbos, doches Shabbos. Right, the Maisa Mila, day 8 is on Shabbos. So then that must be Docha Shabbos. But the Machshir and any of the preparatory stages of Mila that could have been done before Shabbos cannot be done on Shabbos. V'yama Rabbi Yehuda Marav, halog Rabbi Akiva. And also there, Rabbi Yehuda quotes Rav as saying, Eloch is like Rabbi Akiva. So Veretzricha, the Gemara asks, why did Rabbi Akiva have to say it in both places? Or rather, why did Rabbi Yehuda quote Rabbi Akiva's halog like Rabbi Akiva in both places? Either way, why do you need a statement by both? Because if I would have only had the halachas like Rabbi Akiva, meaning if something can be done before Shabbos, you cannot do it on Shabbos. That principle only applies if I would have only had it by Pesach. So hasam hu to machshir mitzvah lo docha Shabbos. I would have thought there. That's what Rabbi Akiva says, that if you could have done it before Shabbos, the machshirim, you can't do it on, cannot do it on Shabbos. Mishum delo nichrusu ala shalosh esrei brisos. Because Pesach is not so special. There weren't 13 covenants that were created between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Bnei Yisrael on that mitzvah. So that's why it's not docha. Aval mila denichros ala shalosh shalosh eshe brisos. But mila, which says the word bris 13 times in the parsha of bris mila. So we learn from there that mila is very special. There are 13 brisos created between Hashem and Bnei Yisrael. So emolitri, I would have thought that there Rabbi Akiva wouldn't say a statement. Or at least Rabbi Akiva, we wouldn't hold on to Rabbi Akiva then. And even a machshirin that you could do before Shabbos, maybe we would allow you to do on Shabbos because of the special quality of Mila. And the Gemara says the opposite also. V'yesh mina Mila, and if it would have only said it by Mila, hasamu de machshirin mitzvah d'achar Shabbos, so maybe Mila is lacking a certain quality. Maybe by Mila, I would have said the machshirin are not doche, deleka kares, because there is no kares right away by delaying it, as we'll talk about that in a minute. Av a Pesach di'ika kares, ema litri, but by current Pesach, where there is kares, if you don't bring it today, right? So we said Pesach and Mila are the only ones with kares, but Mila's kares is not immediate, and by Pesach, if you don't bring it today, there is kares, so ema litri, then I should say maybe the Machshir would be doche. Tzricha, that's why you have to have the principle of Rav, of Lach, Rabbi Akiva, both by Mila and by Pesach. 2 points on this Gemara. First is the Tosfos. Tosfos in the little Tosfos, Halacha Rabbi Akiva. Tosfos says, Hadalo Parech Hilchos Ala Meshicha Mifurish Perek Dalamisa Sanhedrin. The Gemara in a number of places asks if there's something that's not Halacha Lamaisa. Quoted in the Gemara, the Gemara will ask, hey, what are you quoting me Halacha for Mashiach's times? If it's Alamaisa, what difference does it make? Why are you going into Halacha Rabbi Akiva? So here too, ask the Gemara, what difference does it make about the Karban Pesach, about Machshir and Alam Machshir? We're not doing the Karban Pesach today. Tzilchus Alam Mashicha. Again, you find this principle sometimes asked by cases which will never be Shayach again. For example, the Gemara in Baba Kama talks about what's the halacha of a ox that goes up on Har Sinai when Hashem's presence was there. How many judges do you need to judge that ox? 3, 23. So the Gemara there discusses, Tzilchus Alam Mashicha. That's never going to be Shayach. But you also have, and if you look at these parallel Tosfos in which are quoted on the side, you also find just even by a halacha that's going to be quote that's going to be lamaisa in the future by karbanos, sometimes Hilchos Alam Mashicha is quoted. So therefore, ask Tosfos, why not here? Right, halacha Rabbi Akiva. So what do we need to know halacha Rabbi Akiva? Hilchos Alam Mashicha. So Tosfos here doesn't quote any answer, but if you look at some of the parallel Tosfos in, some answers are given. That the Tosfos in Shabbos over there, Kufla Megimel, quotes an answer, that there is, though, importance is Lamaisa of quoting it here. Because here it's a double Shita. It's both by Mila and by Pesach. So the Mila one is for sure Lamaisa, or the Machshir Mitzvah not being Dochemila is Lamaisa. So because that's Lamaisa, and the Pesach one gives us a better understanding of the Mila one, because we realize the Mila is not just because of the Yud Gimel Brisos. Even without the Yud Gimel Brisos, you know, you would be able to say the Machshir and the Docha. So that is why it says Halak Rabbi Akiva here, because it's not just about Pesach, it's also about Mila. If you look in the Ritva in Yuma on Daf Yud Gimel, where this is also quoted, he quotes two other answers. He quotes number one, "V'tiris Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen Zal de'lo parach Talmudah Hilchos Ela B'Shicha Ela B'Davar Sheyesh B'Yado Aveira V'lo Tanhig Li'Mos HaMashiach K'Dechsiv Yameh Kulo Tzadikim and V'lo Yasu Averos." The Gemara only asks Hilchos Ela B'Shicha. If you look at those contexts, we have to do our homework to look in all the contexts. It quotes it when it's something about some type of Aveira. And it's only an Aveira that's going to be knowing in the future. And in the future, we're not going to do Averos anyway. So that's what the Gemara says, Hilchos Ela B'Shicha. But it's never going to be Shayach. But it's only that's going to be Shayach, like here it's going to be Shayach, right? Machshirei Mitzvah, right? It's going to be Shayach by the car depends on what we break it. So that's not, the Gemara would not ask there Hilchos Ela B'Shicha. That's one day of the Ritva. Then he quotes the Re, which gives the answer for the Tos of the Shabbos that I just quoted. And then he quotes Rabbeinu HaGadol, the Ritva quotes the Ramban. And that is, the Ramban says, you know why the Gemara doesn't quote Hilchos Ela B'Shicha in most cases? Because you would do away with all of Seder Kachim. You know, what do you mean? Hilchos Ela B'Shicha? What about all of Seder Kachim? I mean, all Seder Kachim doesn't apply as bad as that. So the Gemara asks in one or two places, but the Ramban says really doesn't really mean it. It's Drosh V'Kabal Schar. It's Talmud Torah. And even if it's not Shayach V'Zman Hazeh, it's the same Talmud Torah. So therefore, really, says the Ramban, the question isn't on the places that don't ask Hilchos Ela B'Shicha. The question is really on the places that do ask it. Why are you asking it? It's Drosh V'Kabal Schar. So that is the Ramban's answer, flipping the question on his head. That is on the issue of Halak Rabbi Akiva. There is an important Rashi here, or a difficult Rashi, where the Gemara had said that why is the Machlokas quoted also by Pesach? Because in the first half, why is it quoted by Pesach? Because you would have said, I'm sorry, the second part, V'ishmina Mila, if you would have only said it by Mila, you would have thought that there the Machshir Mila are not Doche, because there is no Karis. But by Pesach, there is a media Karis. What do you mean there is no Karis by Mila? So Rashi says, last Rashi, the Lekha Kares before the Mishnah, Lebo Bayom. The Zokaris that day, Im Yamul Lamachar. The Zokaris today, don't worry, just do it tomorrow. And if you do it tomorrow, and if you don't do it tomorrow, there is Kares. Right, so when does the Kares kick in? So this is a major machlokas. Kares doesn't kick in the day after you don't do the Mila, on day 9. Of the, let's say, or yesterday we said there was a diak from the Gemara that even a milah shalom bezmana that falls on an erev teis hashchalis b'shabbos, you might be doche. It sounds that way from the Gemara. So the next day you're chayiv kares. So that is a major machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. When does the chiv of kares kick in? Says the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Mila. Eino v'chol yom v'yom shi'aver alav misha yigdal. Every day that you don't get a bris mila when you're a gadol. V'lo yomol as atzmo hari yuzu mevatel mitzvah sasei. V'avol eino chayiv kares ad sheyamos. V'hu arel b'mezid. Says the Rambam, you're only chayiv kares after you die, and you're still an arel b'mezid. What does that mean? Obviously, you're already dead. Kares is obviously not just the physical, it's spiritual cutting off. The Ramban at the end of Achremos, I think, talks about three types of kares. Three types of kares. There's Rachman al-Islan, all terrible, tragic types. But the Rambam here says that the chiv of kares by Mila only kicks in after a person dies. And he's still an arel b'mezid. So that's not what Rashi is saying here. Rashi seems to be like the Ravid. The Ravid says, ein bazet tavlin. Right, the Rambam doesn't smell good. V'chi mishum hasra safek potrud asam in ha-shamayim, v'kol yom omid b'isr kares. There's kares every day. You could potter yourself. You could remove the chiv of kares. If you do the Mila, but the Kares kicks in right away. So that's what Rashi says here. He'd say, if you do it tomorrow, it's not going to be a problem. So again, does that mean by a Gadol? That's seemingly like the Ravid. At least he's closer to the Ravid than he is to the Rambam. But it is an important Rashi to note.
How does the Ravid slash Rashi? How does the Gemara make any sense?
According to who?
According to Rashi,
there is no immediate need to do the Mila today. According to Rashi, it fits in well. According to Rashi, that by Pesach, you might think that you would do it anyway today because there's Kares tomorrow if you don't do it today. But there's no Kares tomorrow if you don't do the Mila today. The problem is, how did the other Rishonim read it? If Kares doesn't apply till later, so you just have to say, by Pesach, it's just a little more distance between Mila and Pesach. By Pesach, if you don't do it today, you're going to get Kares. By Mila, the Kares isn't until much later. Right, so either way, they could both read it.
By Pesach, I mean Pesach Sheni, maybe this
It's a big sugya we're going to get to in the tzaddik. So a Pesach Sheni. What's the status of Pesach Sheni and Karis? You know, what's the relationship between the two? There's no Karis on the father. The father is a chi of Mila, but there's no Karis on the father, even if he doesn't do the Mila. Okay, next Mishnah. Masisa. Just as by way of Hakdama, the Meiri quotes the Hakdama to this Mishnah, and it's just important you so this to know. There are various karbanos that we bring every Yontif, Bez Hashem. We're going to be in Yerushalayim this Pesach. We're all going to be there. We're going to bring these karbanos. And there are different karbanos to bring. There's a chiyuv that each Jew has to bring a olas re'iyah. A karban ola, that's based on the re'iyah. You have to be seen by Hashem, and you have to see Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash. We're all going to bring an ola on the first day of the Yontif. That's one karban. That's a chiyuv that has to be brought. Then there's a karban of a chagiga. Chagiga brought on the first day of Yontif. Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, and that's a Shalmei Chagiga, and that is a Chiyuv on every Yontif. You bring it on the first day of Yontif. That's what the Gemara is going to call Chagigas Tesvav. Chagiga brought on Tesvav the first day of Yontif, on Sukkos, on Pesach, etc. And then there's a third carbon brought on Yontif, and that's called the Shalmei Simcha. That's a carbon Shlamim, which the Kohen takes part of, you take part of, it's a Shlamim, and that's brought to be part of the Simcha, the Shalmei Simcha. That has a little different din, as we will see by the Shem a little bit later. Then, that's the three that are brought on Yontif. The Olas Re'iyah, the Chagigas Tezvav, and the Shalmei Simcha. On Erev Pesach, there's another Chagiga brought. There's something called the Chagigas Yudalid. Chagigas Yudalid is a carbon Chagiga that is brought in consonance and with the carbon Pesach, as we will see discussed on today's daf. That's a special chagiga only brought in Erev Pesach, just to foreshadow for a minute. It's brought so that we'll be able to eat the Karban Pesach when we are full, or when we are getting full. That's the purpose of the chagigas Yudalit. That's separate than the chagigas Tezvav. Chagigas Tezvav is a chova. Everybody agrees that you have to bring a chagiga on Yontif itself. Whether you have to bring a Karban chagiga prior to Yontif of Pesach, on Erev Yontif, what's called chagigas Yudalit, that is going to be the discussion of the Mishnah here, and that's going to be the discussion in the Gemara. So, on Yontif again, you have the Olas Re'iyah, you have the Chagiga, Chagigas Tezvav, and you have the Shalmei Simcha. And on Erev Pesach, you also might have the Chagigas Yud Dal. So now we read the Mishnah. Amasai may be Chagiga Imo. When do you bring a carbon Chagiga with it, with the carbon Pesach? When does a Chagiga come with it? Bizman shehuba bachol betara ubamuat. You only bring a Chagiga with a carbon Pesach if it's a weekday, and you're bringing a carbon Pesach betara, and bamuat, your carbon Pesach is not going to suffice to fill up the tummies of all the people eating from it. You'll have to get a kizayis. Think about it, as the Gemara is going to say, there weren't so, how many sheep you have? It all has to be sheep, it all has to be 1 year old. You know, how many, there are millions of Jews. They all have to have a kizayis of the Pesach. Very good chance you're not going to be able to eat so much of the current Pesach in your chabura. So when there's not enough meat in order to fill everybody up, and we're going to see that there's a halacha, they have to eat the current Pesach, al ha-sova, similar to what we do with the afikomen. So that is why you bring a chagiga. When it's weekday, betahara, and there's not enough. Ubizman shehuba b'shabbos, b'meruba, ubetuma, but when it is Shabbos, or there's enough Pesach to fill you up, or it's b'rabatuma, Ein mevi'in imo chagiga. You do not bring the chagiga with the Pesach. A. B. Part B of the Mishnah. Chagiga ha'isaba min atzon min abakar min akvasim min izim min etzchar min anakevas. Though the chagiga is brought with the Pesach, it has different dinim than the current Pesach. It could be from sheep, cattle, or goats. Right? This is not like the current Pesach. The current Pesach cannot be from bakar. You can't bring a cow for a current Pesach. You can bring a cow for a chagigas yudalid, even though the chagiga is going with the Pesach. Right, and if you want to fill you up, a cow will fill a lot of people up. Min hazachar v'min hanekevos, also males and females, also different than the current Pesach. V'ne'echelos l'shnei yamim v'layla echad, and it could be eaten for 2 days and one night, meaning day, night, day, which is different. That's like a regular karban shlamim. Karban shlamim could be eaten for day, night, day. Pesach is either eaten until chatzos or until the next morning. Machlokes Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. That's why we're makpid to eat the Pesach, to eat the afikomen before chatzos, to be machmir for that shita. But that is, as the Mishnah says, though this chagiga is brought with the Pesach, it has somewhat slightly different dinim, which we'll see there is a Tana quoted in our Gemara, which disagrees.
You can't eat the Karban Pesach before Pesach starts, can you?
You cannot eat the Karban Pesach before Pesach starts, correct. What? The chagiga. The chagiga is yudalad. Yeah, because that's part of getting you, I think you could eat, I'm not sure. You could prepare, you're preparing it. beforehand. It might be part of the mitzvah to eat at the Seder. You might not eat it beforehand, but it's just it's prepared. We're going to get to nafkaminas though in a couple of minutes. A number of points on the Mishnah. The first words of the Mishnah says, "When do you bring a chagiga with it?" So Rashi says, first Rashi, second Rashi, "When do you bring a chagiga?" Imo, four lines from the bottom. Im ha pesach bar bas ar ben Nisan kedi alpa gemara. When do you bring a pesach? When do you bring the chagiga with the pesach on the 14th day of Nisan? Ask the tzlach. What's the chiddush of Rashi? We know that the pesach is brought on the 14th day of Nisan. So Rashi adding, when do you bring a pesach with it on the 14th? Is it, what is he just? We know is the real emphasis on the chagiga that there's a chagiga on the 15th. So Rashi saying no, he's talking about the chagiga on the 14th, maybe. But it sounds like he's talking about the pesach by Barbosa Ben Nisan. So he's telling something to us about the pesach. So the Noda Behuda says in the slach, first he says one shot mi yaldusi haisa ragil afarish kavanas Rashi. When I was a child, I used to give this shot in Rashi, and my musar is, you know, we should all have shatim in Rashi from when we were children. But that is part one, and then he goes into the next. He says avalachshav nasati libi. I put my mind to a different shot. He thinks that there is a discussion which the Gemara does not quote, and that is when is the chagiga shechted? This chagiga that goes with the Pesach, is this chagiga shechted even after the Karban Tamid? Just like the Pesach, we mentioned a couple last week that only the Pesach is allowed to be shechted after the Karban Tamid. All other Karbanos are between the Tamids of the day. Pesach is not afterwards. Maybe Mechusar Kippurim, which allows you to bring the Pesach that night. But what about the chagiga? That's not Mefurish in the Gemara. So there is a safik. The Mishnah Lamelach in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash in Perek Vav Alachatas has a safik about it. The Gemara doesn't talk about it. This chagiga that goes with the Pesach, can it also be shechted after the Karban Tamid? Or no? Or is it only beforehand? So says the Noda Behuda, maybe Rashi is relating to that issue. And that is, you might have thought that the Chagiga goes with the Karban Pesach after the Tamid. So that's what Rashi says, Dafka no. Rashi says, the Chagiga that goes with the Pesach on the day of the 14th. But not at the time of the 14th. Not later on in the afternoon. On the Yom. You do it in the morning. But you shouldn't think, he says, that you could shech the Chagiga after the Karban Tamid. Especially, we're going to see in a minute whether it's a Dindarais or a Dindarabanan. If it's a Dindarabanan, you're going to violate the Aseda Hashlama. The Aseda, you have to have all your Kabbanas in between the Tamids. The Slach says, that's what Rashi is relating to. Rashi says, Hainu im ha-pesach bar basar, avalo b'shah achas, rak b'yom achas. So the emphasis of Rashi is on the bar basar b'nisan during the same day, but not at the same time. So that's what Rashi is relating to. Okay, and the last words of the Mishnah had said it's eaten for 2 days and one night. That is not always the case. There is a Tosefta here. The Tosefta, right, the Tosefta is always the last item in every Masechta. The Tosefta here says that if your Chagiga is to fill you up before you eat the Pesach, as we will see. If you put it on the same table, which the Chora you do, let's say you have the Chagiga on the middle of your Pesach Seder table, and you have the Pesach there too. If it goes up on the same table, then you have to treat the Chagiga like the Pesach. You can only eat it till that night or the next morning. That's the halacha also by Milchus Afleishik. So if something goes up at the same table, you have to assume that things touched, that things got mixed up. And says the Tosefta, Chagiga ha'ola imo ala shulchan, v'tafshilin ola imo ala shulchan, hare'ilu misba'arin imo. And that's what the Rambam paskins. That if the Chagiga and the Pesach are in the same place, on the same table, so then the Chagiga, though theoretically you could have till the following day, but if they're on the same table, then you have to treat it like the current Pesach, because of the chashash of Taroves. And that's why if something is on a fleishik table, like let's say we have a kiddush outside, and there's some type of par of something out there, like a par of something that would be eaten, let's say a salad that was at the kiddush and it's on the same table as the chalent and the chicken nuggets and the this and the that, so then it's a big serious question if you can serve it by shalosh shudos. Why? Because people might have stuck their chicken fork into the salad. Okay, the fruits maybe have a little more kula because people aren't. With a clean fork in the fruit, hopefully. But it's still a shiloh. But especially the salad, though, it's a question of what people do. But it's a serious shiloh, because again, that's on the same table. You might not be able to eat it. You might have to assume that it is fleishik. Okay, let us continue. Says the Gemara, my Tana Tuktani Chagiga. Why did our Mishnah start all of a sudden talking about a Karban Chagiga? The Gemara has been talking about the Mishnah. The first Mishnah was about Karban Pesach, all the halachas of Karban Pesach, and all of a sudden we start talking about Chagiga. When do you bring the Chagiga that goes with it? So says the Gemara, Tana Harkavaso Vavaso Dlodachi Shabbos, Vaktarna Mechanik Chagiga Dlodachi Shabbos. No, the Gemara, the first Mishnah, had quoted certain halachos that were not Docha Shabbos. That was the whole discussion we had the past couple days between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. And now, of course, the Chagiga, which is also not Tocha Shabbos, that's the parallel. V'hachi ka'amar, emasai mevini mo Chagiga, v'zmashu ba b'chol b'tar b'buot, and that's the connection. Amar Ravashi, shma mina, Chagiga sarbaasar lav chovahi. Says Ravashi, you see from the Mishnah, the fact that you only bring it in certain circumstances, by Tahara and Muat and Chol, that reflects that it is not an obligation like the other three Karbanas that I mentioned. The three Karbanas that you bring on Yontif itself, the Olas Re'iyah, the Chagigas Tezvav, and the Shalmei Simcha, those are Chovos that you have to bring. Says Rav Ashi, is that the Chagigas Yudalid that goes with the Pesach is not a Chova. The Isak Gadai, the Chova he, because if it is a Chova, Tesi B'Shabbos, Tesi B'Beruva, Tesi B'Tumah. They should be able to bring it with on Shabbos, even if you have a lot of the Pesach, and even if it's Tameh. Ubamuat Mia Mai Tama Asias, this is what we said before. Why, if you only have a little, do you bring it? And if you have a lot of Pesach, you don't bring it. Kidetanya, like the Brisa says, Chagiga Abam Pesach Nechelas Tchila, Kidei Shiyei Pesach Ne'echal Al HaSova. The Chagiga comes with the Pesach when you don't have enough, in order that the Pesach can be eaten Al HaSova. Al HaSova. So we'll talk about what that means in a second. But first, Lav Chova here. Ravashi says it's not a Chova. So what type of din is this? Is it a din d'Araisa or is it a din d'Rabbanan? It's a major machlokas here between Tosfos and the Me'iri. The Tosfos on top here says, you know what Lav Chova he means? It's a din d'Rabbanan. Din d'Rabbanan. There's a din that Klomar, Einu Chai Minatora Laviyah. Let's read Tosfos. You don't have to bring it, Minatora. The Islak Adai the Chobi Minatora. If you say it's a Chiv Daraisa, so then what should Ein Lon Lomash Ishchlik Min Shabbos Lachol? How can you say it's not a Chova if it's a Din Daraisa and it's not a Chova? No. Daraisa, if it's a Daraisa, it would be a Chova. Ravashi says it's not a Chova. It must be that it's a Din Drabanan. So why is it a Drabanan? It's a Din Drabanan to bring this so that it's a din d'rabbanan so that you'll eat the Pesach al HaSova. So just ask the next question. Is that a din d'araisa or a din d'rabbanan? Eating the Pesach al HaSova. Is that a d'araisa or is that a d'rabbanan? So that is also a question. Because then it's a double d'rabbanan. It's a din d'rabbanan to eat it al HaSova. So Chazal did something to make you able to eat it al HaSova. That's not a problem of zero l'xero. That's more of a takana l'takana. That's more in the positive realm. But then Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi sounds like the whole din of Nechal al HaSova is only Durabanan. What kind of Durabanan? Because we know there's an Isser de Oraisa to break bones of the Karban Pesach. There is a Oraisa to break the bones of the Karban Pesach. So says the Yerushalmi, because of that Oraisa, Chazal didn't want you to be famished. When you start eating the Karban Pesach, you might break the bones there. We eat it in a more rapid and excited way. So if you're basically full, we eat dessert slowly. Because we're kind of full. So we're eating it slowly. So that was the Gzera Drabanan. That was the Didrabanan of eating the Pesach al HaSova so that you don't break any bones. But says Tosfos is working that the whole thing, the Echal HaSova, Chagigas Yudalid, that is all Drabanan. That is what Tosfos says. If you look at the Me'iri here, the Me'iri says no. The Me'iri says it's a Rishus D'Oraisa. You find sometimes that there's a concept of a Kiyam D'Oraisa without a Chiyam D'Oraisa. You don't have to do something, but if you do it, you get a Mitzvah D'Oraisa. Right, we're talking about Pesach. The Vilna Gaon that we quoted a number of times in the Chizkuni and Pashas Re'e. The Gra says there's a Kiyam D'Oraisa to eat matzah or Pesach. There's only a Chiyam D'Oraisa, but Erev Tochlu Matzos. But there's a Kiyam D'Oraisa to eat it all Pesach. So the Me'iri says here too, Ve'ein Achove El Rishus. It's a Rishus. Ein a Mitzvah La'atzma El Kadesh Yepesach Nechal Achila Sova. So that is what the Me'iri, that's what the Me'iri says, machlokes between Tosfos and the Me'iri. But there's one other point, and that is, what does Al HaSova mean? What does it mean you have to eat the Pesach Al HaSova? So Rashi, two places in our sugya, tries to emphasize, top Rashi, look at the top Rashi, she'unenin ba'achilason v'techashev lahen, that you'll get hana'ah from the achila, and it'll be chashev to you. So Rashi not so clear. He says the same thing three lines to the bottom on the previous amid. Kidei sheyehei Pesach gemar siviasan. Says Rashi, seems like what Rashi says, and the Me'iri explicates it a little more. Al HaSova doesn't mean you're totally full, and then you eat the Pesach after you're full. That's not what Al HaSova means. And the Me'iri says it, and then after you see the Me'iri, you can put it back in the Rashi. The Me'iri says, V'nimsa... where is it? V'nechal achila sova, ratzalomar shenisharim achar achilaso sveim. Achila sova means you eat the Pesach, you leave enough room, so by the time you finish eating the Pesach, you are full. It doesn't mean that you're full beforehand. That's by the afikomen too. You're supposed to leave enough room for the afikomen so that by the time you finish the afikomen, you're svia, you're full. But it's not that you should be full first. And again, this could be relating to the discussion of Tosfos and Nazir. The Gemara there in Nazir talks about the concept of achila gasa. Achila gasa, what we call eating when you're full. The Gemara there quotes the pasuk in Hosea, "Ki yisharim darchei Hashem tzadikim yelchuvam uposhim yikashluvam," and that the ways of Hashem are straight. Tzadikim will walk in them, and those who are negligent will fall in them. Who are the tzadikim and who are the poshim? The Gemara says, "Mashal shnei bnei adam." It's a mashal of the two people that roasted their pesachs. One ate it l'shem mitzvah, and one ate it l'shem achila gasa. And the one who ate l'shem mitzvah did a mitzvah, and the one who didn't is called uposhim yikashluvam. So then the Gemara says, fine, you eat it achila gasa, but aren't you yotze? So you didn't do the best. You didn't do the mitzvah and the mufchar, but pesach miya ka'avid. So the Gemara seems to say that achila gasa is an achila, so it's not the best way of eating. Ask Tosfos there. We have the Gemara at the end of Yuma that says, this is Nazir daf chav gimel amud aleph, the Gemara at the end of Yuma says that if you eat an achila gasa on Yom Kippur, you're putter, because it's not called an achila. So is an achila gasa an achila or not? So this is the roots of the Brisker Derech, right here in this Tosfos. Tosfos says, "Va'omer Rabbeinu Tam, the trei in yoni achila gasas yesh. Tzvei dinim in achila gasas." There's one type of achila gasa that you're full, but there's always room for dessert. You can always fit. There's a little room left. Then that's an achila gasa, but that's your yotze with it. But then says Tosfos, there's sometimes that you are so full, you cannot put another morsel of food into your body. And says Tosfos, "Vahu de yomachil should nafsho katsa ba'achila meirov sovo." Anything going in is going to come out in a minute. Right? So says Tosfos, that's an achila gasa that is not lav shmei achila, and therefore that's the type that is not called an achila in your pater and Yom Kippur. So that's Tosfos and Nazir, two types of achila gasas. So it could be that that's what the Rishonim here are talking about when they define ala sova. They're emphasizing, don't be sova first. That might be an achila gasa. Nechal ala sova means that you should put yourself into a situation so by the time you finish the Pesach / Afikomen, you are now full. You are now satiated. That's what ala sova means. Doesn't mean you're already sova, but it means by the time you finish this eating, you will be sova. Okay. There is more here, but we'll move on first about what type of, does the concept of al-hasova apply to other karbanos? Let's remind me, if at the end, I don't think it's ever happened, but if at the end we have time, we will come back to that, amachlokas rishonim, whether the din of al-hasova applies just by Karan Pesach, or by other karbanos, and there's a Reb Chaim, but we'll see if we have time at the end. Continues the Gemara, v'nechel sheyame b'chulu, the Mishnah had said that this chagiga that goes with the Karan Pesach is eaten for 2 days and one night, meaning day, night, day, like a shlamim, not like a Pesach. Masisa deloka ben tema, the Tanya, the Mishnah is not like ben tema. As we're about to see, ben tema says the halachos of this chagiga that's brought on your dalid mirror exactly the Pesach. This chagiga is different than other shlamims, because this chagiga is brought with the Pesach, it takes on the halachos of the Pesach, which we don't hold. Right? The Mishnah did not say that. So it's against ben tema. The Tanya ben tema omer, chagiga ba'ma Pesach, harei hike Pesach. The chagiga that goes with the Pesach, it has the halachas of the current Pesach. The einan echelas al yom v'layla. It's only in for day and night, like the Pesach. That's against our Mishnah. The chagiga's chamisha asar. But the other chagiga that we talked about brought on yantav itself, ne'echelas l'shnei yom v'layla echa. That's a regular karmen shlamim. It can be eaten for day, night, day. The chagiga's arba asar, another difference. The chagiga that goes with the Pesach, yotzi ba mishum simcha. Your yotzei mishum simcha with it. What is mishum simcha? This is the third carbon that I mentioned before that's brought on yantif itself. The shalmei simcha. Tosfos here explains, Rashi, the third Rashi on the Amud, on third line. Rashi explains that let's say you had your chagiga that you were supposed to eat, or shecht on Erev Pesach with the current Pesach, but you didn't. You were ma'akev it until the next day. Now you have this chagiga that you already designated for a chagiga as yudalid. You have it on the first day of yantif. So says Rashi, usually there is a rule that any carbon that you have to bring, you're not allowed to use something else that you have to do to be yotzei that. For example, you can't use Meiser Sheni money to buy a carbon that you have to buy. You can't use Bechar to be yotzei a carbon Pesach. So usually that's the rule. Called Darvish, the second skinny line of Rashi. Called Darvish Bechova Eino Ba Ela Min Achulin. The rule usually is any Dvar Chova that you have could be brought from Chulin. Because we don't allow you to double up. We don't allow you to have something that you're mechuyev in and to use it for something else that you're mechuyev in. Something that you're mechuyev in, you have to bring from chulin, with one exception, says Rashi. Rashi says there's a special limud by the shalmei simcha, by the carbon shlamim that you bring on yantif, the shalmei simcha. You could use a davar shebechova from somewhere else to be yotzei the shalmei simcha. That is what our Gemara is saying, that this chagiga, even though it was already designated for chagigas yudalid, if you still have it around and it's still kosher on the first day of yantif, you could use that for your shalmei simcha chiv. So that's what the Gemara says. Chagiga yidal yotzei b'mishum simcha. V'ein yotzei b'mishum chagiga. One second. But you cannot use it for your chagiga. Your chagiga is tazvah. Because that's a davar shebechova. That's the regular rule. Davar shebechova eino ba'al amen achulin. There's a special drasha when it comes to the shalmei simcha. Yeah? My time into Bentema. So what's the reason that Bentema compares? Remember this chagiga that goes with the Pesach. It takes, it's fascinating that it becomes like a Pesach. Even though it should be a shlamim, it's a chagiga, but because it's brought with the Pesach, it takes upon itself the status of the Pesach. Kedemasi, so where's the makar? Kedemasi, Rav Lechi Abrei, but Tema's makar is the following. You should not leave over the Zevach Chag HaPesach. So we darshan, Zevach Chag Zechagiga. HaPesach Kimashma'o. Right, so that pasuk is referring to both. And the Torah says, don't leave it over. So you see, the Torah is even referring to the Chagiga along with the Pesach in terms of the Zman, you have to eat it. Ibai Lohu. Now the Gemara is going to ask a couple of questions. How far did Bentema take this comparison? Ibai Lohu. Le Bentema necheles slio e necheles si. Does the Chagiga have to be eaten roasted? The Chagiga that goes with the Pesach. Remember, that's the whole discussion of the Gemara about the Chagiga's Yudalad. Not the Chagiga's Tesvah. The Chagiga's Yudalad that goes with the Pesach. Does it have to be eaten roasted or not? Ki Akshi Rachman le Pesach lelina is the only comparison to Pesach regarding how long you have to eat the carbon. Aval it's slilo, but the way you prepare the carbon, the way you eat it, is not comparable. Or the Maloshna, or do you say no difference? Tashma. So we say the Mishnah says Manishtana. Halayla Azeh Kulo Tzli. Right, this night is all tzli. So all tzli. V'amar Rav Chisden. Rav Chisden interprets that Mishnah. Zu Divrei Bentema. Shma Mina. These are the words of Bentema. Right, because I quoted the Manishtama. We can give a plug for tonight's shir. Right, for the Haggadah shir tonight, 9 o'clock. Everybody's invited. So that's Shma Mina. So we see the Mishnah according to Rav Chisden is Bentema, and Bentema says everything you eat that night is tzli, including the Chagiga. Ibai Luhu. Next. Lo bentema ba'a min ha-bakar o ena ba'a min ha-bakar. Ba'a min ha-nekevos o ena ba'a min ha-kevos. Ba'a ba'shtei shanim o ena ba'a ba'shtei shanim. We know that the current Pesach has to be brought not from bakar and only from sheep and only from males and only 1 year old. So does the Chagiga that goes with it also have these halachas? Again, every question is different. Earlier we discussed about the way you prepare the carbon. Now we're talking about the chefsa shel carbon. Does the chefsa shel carbon have to be the same? You might have said no. You might have said only how you prepare it, but not what you use. So that's the Gemara's question now. Ki akshi rachman la pesach lamidi dachila avalachomi lilo. Do you say only in terms of how you prepare to eat it, it's compared, but the other ways not? Odim aloshna. Or do you say no difference? Tashma, so the Brisa says, Chagiga haba ima pesach arehi ka pesach. So the chagiga that goes with it is like Pesach. Ba min atzon, bein abanim min abakar. Ba min azachar, bein abanim min akevus. Ba bashnasa, 1 year, bein abanim bashdi shanim. Vein nechelos al yom balaylo, vein nechelos al tzli, vein nechelos al lemnuyav. Right? So all these halachas are exactly like the Pesach. It has to be zachar, it has to be 1 year old, it has to be only from tzon, it has to be eaten for 1 day and 1 night, it has to be eaten roasted, and it has to be eaten even amazingly lemnuyav. So according to Ben Tema, you have to be appointed, like the current Pesach, to be appointed to the Chagiga that goes with the current Pesach. But Man Shamas, let's just finish one more line. Man Shamas lay to Islay Hai Svara. So who has this Svara? Who must be the author of this Braisa? Ben Tema. Shma Mina, Kulam Sabina, Shma Mina. So you see that he compares it throughout, even regarding the halachos of how old and what type of carbon it has to be.
If you eat it for Mina, wouldn't you have the same problem?
If you eat it what?
The people who are appointed, wouldn't you have the same problem?
If you eat it for the Minuyin. No, but your manui, as many as you want. Your money, as many as you want. They're chagiga, though, you could bring, you're saying if it comes from the same amount of animals?
No.
The same kind of animals?
No, it's the same two families are together on the current festival, together with
the right, so they have more to choose from. Now they have more to eat. So if they have more to eat, it's gonna help you out. Could you bring more than one? Doesn't say that there's a limit. The question I was just thinking, that if you say that the Chagiga could only be the same type of carbon that the current Pesach could be, we just said that the reason the current Pesach was problematic is because they didn't have enough of those types of animals. According to Betema, it has to be the same type of animals. How is it going to help you? Not sure.
But that's your question.
Okay, so let's have to think about it.
Isn't the current Pesach only eaten that night?
It's only eaten at night, so the Chagiga is also.
No, but the Chagiga is eaten that day and that night.
What do you mean that day? No, it's the same halacha till the following morning. Ibailu, fourth wide line. Lebentema, how far does he go here? Yesh b'mishum shviras etzem, or ain b'mishum shviras etzem? What about the halacha breaking the bones of the current Pesach? Right, the ma'isa achila now. Again, how far does he go? Avagav chesherach one of the Pesach, Omar. So do you say even though it's compared to Pesach in all the other ways, Omar kra? But we have a pasuk that says etzem lo sishperu vo. Don't break the bone in it. So maybe that means bo v'lo b'chagiga, excluding the chagiga. Dilma hi bo, but kasher v'lo b'pasul udasa. Or do you say that the bo is saying no, only by a kosher Pesach is there an Isra breaking the bones. But by a pasul Pesach, if it's rapatuma, there is no Isra breaking the bones. So that's a suffix. What does Betema say about that? Does the Isra of Lo Sishperu Vo apply to the chagiga? So that's a question. So Tashma, we quote a Mishnah in Shkalim. Mishnah in Shkalim to try to prove to us. Sakin Shadim says, Ba'arbasar Shochit Ba'miyad. If you find a knife on the floor, in Yerushalayim, let's say, on the 14th day of Nisan. Right? It's Erev Pesach. Everybody's running around with their Karban Pesach. You find the knife on the floor. Are you allowed to assume that it is Tahar, or do you have to assume that it was Tameh? So it says the Mishnah, Shochit Ba'miyad. You're allowed to use that knife to shecht with right away, because you can assume that the owner had gotten it prepared yesterday, and had toveled it yesterday, and there was sunset, and therefore this knife is Tahar. You're allowed to use it right away. B'shlosha Asar, but if you find the knife on the 13th day of Nisan, where, you know, you're not going to need it for the Karban Pesach until tomorrow, then Shona Matvei to be toveled again, because maybe the owner did not get to tovel it yet. Kofitz, but a different type of knife. A kofitz is more of like a hatchet type of a kli. Rashi explains a kofitz is used to break bones also. That's going to be the key for us. A sakin is just used to cut meat. A kofitz is used even to break bones. Bein bazeh, show no matvil. That's what the Mishnah says. Even if you find a kofitz on Erev Pesach, you have to be tovelled again. You cannot assume that the kofitz was tovelled yesterday. So already, what can we see from this? How is this going to be right to us? Because the Mishnah says that the kofitz, you have to assume that people didn't tovel yesterday. Hey, one second. If you're going to eat something today on Erev Pesach that you could break bones with, so then maybe the kofitz was toveled yesterday. If you're going to be able, this is already foreshadowing what the Gemara is going to say, if the chagiga is eaten on the 14th day of Nisan, and you could break the bones of the chagiga, so then why can't you assume that the kofitz was toveled yesterday? So it must be that there's nothing today you can break the bones with. And that's why you're never going to use this kofitz. That's why nobody toveled this yesterday. They're going to tovel it today, maybe. But that's going to be the raya that the Gemara is going to bring. So Mani, who is the author of this Mishnah? Ilei Merabbanan, if it's the Rabbanan. So Mishnah Saka Dematvel Dechazi LePesach. If it's the Rabbanan, who argue with Ben Tema. So what's the difference between a Sakin, which you assume that the owner tovelled yesterday, because it's Roy for the current Pesach today? So Kofitz Nami Nan HaChaz LeChagiga. So the Kofitz is Roy for the Chagiga today. So what's the difference? So El Lav de Ben Tema. It must be that the author of the Mishnah is Ben Tema. B'shma mina yesh b'mishum shviras etzem. And it must be that there's an Isra shviras etzem even by the Chagiga. Therefore, there's nothing that you're going to be eating today that you're allowed to break the bones. That's why you could assume that the kofitz was not toveled. Because why would you tovel it yesterday if you're not going to use it today? That's the Raya. So Gemara says, no Raya. Maybe the Mishnah is the Rabbanan. Lo olam Rabbanan. Maybe it's the Rabbanan, not Ben Tema. Aye. So why can't you assume that the kofitz was toveled? You could go on Shabbat Shabbos. We're talking about a case that Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, and therefore that's why you're not bringing the Chagiga. So that's why you don't have to, that's why you can assume that way. But says the Gemara, that doesn't work. But I mean, the Tani Sefer, because the Sefer of the Mishnah is about Shabbos. So the race of the Mishnah must not be about Shabbos. Chalar Basali is B'Shabbos. The Sefer brings in that if the 40 falls out on Shabbos, then different halachas apply. Shochei Bamiyad. So then you're allowed to shecht right away. Ubechamisha is a Shochei Bamiyad. So that you're always allowed to shecht right away. Why? Because if it's Shabbos and Erev Pesach, you can assume that everybody knows the halacha that you're not allowed to be Tovel Kalim on Shabbos. So everybody did everything before Shabbos. So you can use everything right away. And Nimsi is Kofitz Kshur LaSakin, a side halacha, quoted in the Mishnah. If the Kofitz is tied to the Sakin, Ariyuka Sakin, then you can assume that the Kofitz was Toveled with the Sakin, if they're tied together. But anyway, says the Gemara, that the Seif is talking about Shabbos. V'chad the Reish Alab Shabbos Askinah. So hopefully the Reish is not talking about Shabbos. So if the Reish is not about Shabbos, we're back to the Raya. So isn't the Mishnah Ben Tema? So says the Gemara, no. Maybe it is the Rabbanan El Shabbat Bimaruba. It's a case where there was plenty of Karban Pesachs around. So that's why, again, another reason why there was no Chagiga. So says the Gemara, Mina Yadi. Wait, so what's the Gemara suggesting? That the Mishnah is about a case where there was a lot of Karban Pesachs, and therefore yesterday the Bailim would not have toveled their kofitz because they knew they wouldn't need it today. But one second, that's the Gemara, Mina Yadi. People are allowed to switch their groupings until the time of the Shechita. So how can I be so sure that I'm not going to need the Chagiga? maybe 25 more people are going to come into my group before tomorrow. So of course I'm going to be tovelet. So minayadi, how am I going to know that it's going to be bimeruba? So again, that doesn't work. Somewhere says third try. Okay, third reason. It's babatuma. And therefore, you warrant, you didn't tovel your kofetz. The Gemara says, sof sof minayadi. So how do you know you're going to become tame? Right, you're a navi? So when did the tumah take place? So says the Gemara, demis nasi. Ah, the nasi died. The nasi died, and therefore everybody has a mitzvah. Not, the nasi is considered a mace mitzvah. All of Klal Yisrael have to take part in the levaya. So the Gemara says, what's going on here? Demis nasi emas. When did the nasi die? Ilema demis b'shlosha asar. If the nasi died on the 13th day of Nisan, so sakin lamali lamitzvalei. So if he died on the 13th day, and everybody on the 13th day is already going to be tame, so what are you doing any tefillah for? You're going to be tame anyway. You're not going to need a tahar knife. So you're not going to be tovel anything. So it must be that the Masi died on the 14th. So the question is, could we assume what you found on the 14th was tovel yesterday on the 13th? So the Gemara says, if you're trying to say this is the Rabbanan, so what's the difference between Sakin and Kofitz? Maestro Sakin de Matfila, Maestro Kofitz de Lo Matfila. So what's the difference? If the Nasi is going to die, didn't die until tomorrow, so again, what's the difference in the mindset? Why should there be a different halacha between Sakin and Kofitz? Says the Gemara, okay, this is the case. Lo tzricha de Nasi goses, bishlosha asar. The Nasi is a goses, right? A goses is somebody who's Rahman al-Islam on the edge of death. He's wavering between life and death. Very intricate halachas, what exactly is a goses? But he's a goses on the 13th. So the question is, people aren't sure what's going to be. People aren't going to sure. Am I going to become tame? Is the Nasi going to die? And therefore I'm going to become tame and I don't have to tovel my kelim? Because we're all going to do it with Betumah anyway, or is the Nasi not going to die, and then it's going to be Tahar, and then I'm going to have to do it properly. So the Gemara says, this is what goes through people's minds. Sakin, the Chad Sveika Matvulei. For the Sakin, there's only one Safik. Is the Nasi going to die or not? So then I'll be Tovelet. There's only one Safik, it's not such a Terech, I'll be Tovelet. But Kofitz, the Trey Sveiki Lo Matvulei. Kofitz has another Safik. Maybe the Nasi will die, maybe there'll be a lot of Pesachs, I won't need it anyway. I don't have to bring the Chagiga. Because there are more questions about a Chagiga, that's why I can't assume that the Kofitz was Toveled, and I can't assume that the Sakin was Toveled. So again, this is how the Mishnah in Shkalim could be even according to the Rabbanan, and therefore there's no Raya to Bentema. Again, there are some other questions asked by the Rishonim about what does Bentema say? What about the Zrikos of the Chagiga? Do you do the Zrikos like the Pesach, only one Zrika? Or do you do like the Shlamim, like two Zrikas? So again, you have to ask. Safik Tumah Rishus Arabim La Kula. You found this Sakin in Rishus Arabim. They also related, we had a mission earlier, a couple weeks ago, about it, all Kalim that are found by Yontif in the Yerushalayim or Tar. So maybe they say you found this outside Yerushalayim, you brought it in. So maybe you found it in Rishus Yachid somewhere. Continues the Gemara, Tanya, Yehuda ben Dursoi Pirish Hu v'Dursoi Beno. He and his son separated from the Chachamim. Pirish. V'halach v'yashav lo b'darim. He went to the south. They went to the south. As Rashi says, amazingly, they went out of Yerushalayim so they wouldn't have a chiyuv to bring the carbon pesach. Excuse me. They went to put themselves in a situation of derech rechoka. Why? Because they were upset. Amar im yavo el yahu v'yom alahem li yisrael mipnei ma lo chagaktim chagiga b'shabes ma'in omrim lo. It was a case that Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos, and these shitas Yehuda ben Dursoi held that the chagigas yudalit is a chova. Not like Rav Ashi said earlier that it's a rishus. It's a chova, and therefore you bring it even on Shabbos, and even betumah, and even bimeruba. So that's why they were upset that Eliyahu Navi was going to come and tell everybody so they were wrong, so they left. Tamahani and Shnei Gadoli Adar, and they said, I can't believe the two Gedolim, Shmaya Vachtalion, Shnei Chachavim Gedolim, they're great rabbis, Vidarshanim Gedolim. Chachamim gedolim v'darshanim gedolim. V'lo amr lem liyisroch chagiga docha Shabbat. They didn't tell B'nai Yisrael this halacha. So therefore, they left. So it made all the achronim discuss. How could they put themselves into a situation where they're not mechuyev? What about Aliyah Regel? What about what they come up the next day? What about this situation? I saw the Chashuk Echemet as a case. What happens if your mezuzah falls off on Shabbos? And you can't put it back on because there's a chiyuv of binyan. However you put it back on, should you be mafkir your house to take yourself out of the chiyuv of mezuzah? He quotes this Rashi, whether you're allowed to do that. But anyway, that's the case here. But that's what Rashi says. That's what they did. Amarav, by time of the Bender Soy. What's their drasha? What's the source of this halacha that the chagiga should also be docha Shabbos? Dechsiv is a vachle pesach Hashem l'kachat sonu bakar. The pasuk says you shall bring for your pesach to Hashem sonu bakar. Aye, v'halo ein pesach elam in akpasim in eizim. What's the pshat of the pasuk? You can't bring pesach from bakar. So how do you read the first and the second part of the pasuk? Ela son ze pesach bakar zu chagiga. It's referring to two different karbanas. The son is the pesach. The bakar is the chagiga. V'amar achmanav is a vachle pesach. And it says you have to bring it. Right, so that's the makar for these shitos that say you have to bring the chagiga even on Shabbos, Tum, and Merubah. Amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi comes along. Remember Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi was the one that said at the beginning of the Amar that it's lav rishos. He argued lav chova. He argued. Says Rav Ashi, v'yanan taima deprushim nekev v'nifrosh. Why are we interested in trying to figure out what the shitos are that people don't hold like? That nobody even, they left. All the flying soul doesn't hold like that. He's trying to darshan the pasuk. What's the basis for that strange shita that nobody holds like? Rav Ashi says, what are you doing? Don't worry about it. El Akro, look at the Rav Nachman of the Asa. That pasuk that he says is his makar, I use for the following. This is what we use it for. Dam Rav Nachman Aravua. Minayin Lamosar Pesach Shekar of Shlamim. The halacha that we mentioned before. How do you know that leftover Pesach that you didn't shech, that you had already designated, is considered a carbon shlamim? Shneamar v'zavakta Pesach Lashem Lakechel Sonu Vakar. The same pasuk and same question. V'chi Pesach min haBakar ba v'halo ein Pesach ela ba min haKlasim min haIzim. Does Pesach come from Bakar? No. So how do you read the pasuk? Ela, it means this. Moser Pesach yehelu davar haBa min haSonu min haBakar. Moser Pesach treat the leftovers of the Pesach treat like something that can come from Bakar, and that means shlamim. Period. For Rabbana on my time, lo dachi Shabbos, havada kabin sibrahu. Okay, so forget that sheet that says it's docha Shabbos. According to us, we say that it's not docha Shabbos. Why not? Isn't it a carbon sibur that has a fixed time? So Rashi explains it's not exactly a carbon sibur, they're personal, but it's brought by all of Klal Yisrael, beknufya. So it's kind of like a carbon sibur. So why isn't it docha Shabbos? What's the makar? So you don't want to focus on what's the makar that it is docha Shabbos. So what's the makar that it's not docha Shabbos? So Amar Rabbi Loi, Mishur Rabbi Yudabar Safra, Amar Kra the following. V'chagosim otzol chag l'shem shivas yamim. It says you shall bring your carbon for 7 days. B'shana, shivas yam b'shana. Shiva shmona havi. So 1 second. Pesach is 8 days, not 7, it's 8. Shmona havi. Ela mikan, including Erev Pesach. Ela mikan l'chagiga she'in adocha the Shabbos. So this is a remez that whatever Shabbos falls, the Shabbos in that week, you're not going to bring it. So that's why v'chagosim otzol chag l'shem shivas yamim. So it says 7 days. So which day is left out? It must be the day that is Shabbos. Kiyasa Rabin Amar Amati Lefnei Rabosai. Rabin said, I said in front of my Rabbeim, Pa'am Shiyat Amosi Elashisha. Sometimes only 6, not 7. Let's say the first day Shabbos. So in the first and the last day. Go Shechal Yad Avarisha Shechag V'Shabbos. Then the Torah, then it's incorrect. Because the Torah said 7, so finally you got rid of one Shabbos. Sometimes there are 2 Shabbosin. So Amar Abaya, Avin Tichla Lema Hamilsa. We'll get to that, what that means in a minute, but it basically means, what are you coming up with a case that never happens? Okay, once in a blue moon. So what are you bringing up that case for? Shmona lo mishkachas laklal, 8 you never have. Shiva isa brov shanim, most years you have 7. Okay, you filed once every 5 years, it's going to be 6. We don't have to worry about that case. But what does evin tichla mean? Avin tichla, it's a very unusual statement. Avin tichla, Rashi says, kover is bun of haya. He buried his sons, he lost a lot of kids. So is this the Marshal says, is he insulting him? What are you, kover banav, what are you bringing in such cases for? Difficult to say that's what it means. So the Marshal says that really there was somebody named Avin Tichla who asks these kinds of questions. Avin Tichla would ask such a question. Avin Tichla le mahamilsa. Right? Avin Tichla would ask such a question. But come on, what are you bringing this case into the Beis Medrash for? Okay, that will stop there. Again, as I said, we didn't have time to talk about the machlokas, but either way, Be'ez Hashem, maybe we'll mention it at the beginning of tomorrow, and then we will get back into other inyanim of Pesach. Agud.